33.
Hello, America. I hope wherever you are that you are fortunate enough to be able to afford heating oil for that that house that you're in, or some logs on the fire, because pretty much anywhere, unless you're on the left coast, it is bitter cold. I know I've said this for the past couple shows, but I'm like a weather nut now. I keep checking the weather map, and it is like sitting on a map. The Arctic blast is incredible, and an incredible cold grip has wrapped itself around the nation. Boy, wind chill in some parts, 30, feels like 30 below. That's incredible. And in Florida, man, they are on a race to save our oranges. And it's funny because just a month and a half ago, I was in Orlando, and I've said the story and went up and down those orange groves. It's beautiful. But now the same places where I was walking, they're wrapping up the trees and trying to do whatever they can, worried that they're not going to be able to save the crop. That means when you go to get orange juice, it's going to cost a whole lot more. So please, my friends, stay warm. We're going to dive into all kinds of things, including the charges on Abdullah Muttalib, what he will face as a result of that December 25th plot to blow up an airliner heading into Detroit. But first, every once in a while, we turn to Easy Ticket Mike here on America Tonight. It's always fun to talk with him about sports. And we have the big game coming up tomorrow, of course, for all the marbles, national title game, Alabama against Texas. And then there's other things to talk about, as always. It's almost like you have to be an attorney these days to do sports, because you're always looking at legal issues. And in the NBA, one of the hottest stories is Gilbert Arenas, who was indefinitely suspended from the NBA. Wow. And why? All because of a little gun thing and a little gambling mixed in between. So who better to dissect all this stuff with than Easy Ticket Mike? Mike, how was your holiday?
Oh, they were great. I ate too much and imbibed too much, but besides that, it was great.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? It's like literally in 1 week you can gain 10 pounds if you eat too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, too much turkey, too much candy, all that kind of nonsense. Well, I started out with Gilbert Arenas, rather, and wow, is that just, that's the craziest story that came out of left field. I mean, I guess not out of left field. I knew something was going to happen, but this is a terrible, terrible break, certainly for Arenas.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you know, his salary, you know, is pretty high up there. He's like, I think it's $16.2 million, and you know, he's suspended without pay, so he's going to have a hard time making that up somewhere else.
Yeah, see, that's the idea. This trying to instead of course, with somebody with that kind of money, in suspending him without pay, it has much more teeth, and especially because it's indefinitely. And from what I understand in a conversation I had today with somebody about it, this could go on for a while. So, and it was the weirdest thing, too, for people who don't know what happened. David Stern was just fuming that this happened. It was just a day after he came out. Of course, the Wizards guard was photographed before a game in Philly. He was pointing his index fingers like they were guns at his teammates. And apparently that made it that much worse, because it was a rub-in. And, of course, he's under investigation by the feds and the local cops in Washington after admittedly bringing guns to the locker room. Wow. What was he thinking?
Well, I think that was the definitive word there, is thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so who knows with the Wizards, but you look at the teams that are really in it right now, and we still have a long way to go in hoop. Who do you like at this point?
Well, you know, my Mavericks, they're looking real good. They're just right behind the Lakers right now. I mean, they're doing real well, but the Lakers are they're always doing excellent. Boston and Cleveland, they're fighting it out for the number one spot. But you know, I think you know, it's it's going to be either in the finals come April or in May. I think it's going to be either L.A. and the Mavericks or against either Boston or Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree. And still, we still have to wait to see how this plays out in the next month or so, and especially once you get past that All-Star break, everything changes. Quickly, let's switch gears and talk a little football. We're in the playoffs right now. We do a thing called Nail the Score. Our game of the week was Dallas and Philadelphia. As you can imagine, nobody predicted a shutout. Nobody won all the goodies. And here we go again, a rematch of the Cowboys and the Eagles. I'm not so sure about the Eagles in this one. I think they'll play better, but it was like they were so unprepared in the last one. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a different team showing up this week. That's
I think
sure.
So, too.
I was talking with somebody. I said, well, maybe they were just setting the Cowboys up to give them overconfidence and move on from there. But, the Eagles, they lost home field advantage. They went from... They'd won that game. They'd been number two seed. Now they're number six.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy. And that just shows you the playoffs because you just never know what's going to happen. And that's why things change so much. So now you're changing your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, and, Dallas has really looked good the last month here. Everybody counted them out 6 weeks ago, and they said they were here in Dallas, they were – people were up in arms, thought they should bench Tony Romo, and and the Cowboys weren't going to go anywhere. And now, of course, they have fair weather friends here in Dallas, all the time, and so everybody thinks they're great now since they won a few games. But they have looked really good the last month, and right now, I'm thinking the Super Bowl is going to be San Diego and Dallas.
Ooh, that's a wild prediction. I don't know that I would go there on either ends of that one, but we'll see. College football, I mentioned this already, the big game finally, Texas and Alabama. A lot of people on the Roll Tide bandwagon. What do you think?
Well,
you're going to say Texas.
Well, Texas is my team, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that Alabama's going to win it all. That's logically.
They're too good.
I think that's what's going to happen. I hope that Texas ends up winning it. I mean, I think it's going to come down to who has the least turnovers and has the better breaks.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Alabama wins it, though. I agree. It'd be cool to see Texas win it, but I think it's all about Roll Tide. No question. All right, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, of course, has tickets to everything, all the stuff that we just talked about. He had all the college football all throughout the season. Same with the NBA, NHL. We didn't mention that, but any sport that you can think of. And concerts. What's hot concert-wise?
Oh, well, there's a I was looking, Brad Paisley's doing – he's doing excellent. He's actually Friday. He's in Oklahoma City, of all places. And my brother lives up there, so I have to put a rub in on that. But there's a lot of country western things out. But Lady Gaga, she's on tour. I mean, that's a big tour. Jay-Z, he's out there. There's just a ton of different.
Yeah, that's what you said, a ton of different kinds of artists. So check out his website, easy-ticket.com. Mike, we'll talk to you down the road. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy the games this weekend. Thanks.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening.
You too. You too.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hey, once again, congratulations to Jake in Austin, Texas, listening to us on KJCE for winning the clinic to the Dave Pelz Golf School, the Short Game Maestro. You will absolutely love it. What a great prize that was. And by the way, we continue to give out some great stuff. We still have the prize pack for Nail the Score. That will happen on Thursday. We'll randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. If you correctly nail the score and the team, you win cell phone, movie tickets, and, of course, gift certificates to eateries all around the country, as I know that you're listening to us all over the country, whether it's Kansas City or Illinois or Connecticut or California or wherever it is, wherever you happen to be, don't worry because it'll definitely fit in wherever that is. All right, speaking of going out to eat and whatnot, a lot of people are finding themselves doing some belt tightening. And it's not just people who don't, you know, people who have barely enough money to make it from check to check. A lot of times, too, it's the wealthy people that are getting slammed as well. Across the board, we're seeing, and we talk about this a lot, the foreclosure rate, etc. And then we also see that, and we've mentioned this, the bankruptcy rate is still pretty high as well. So I'm very pleased to welcome our next guest. He's an expert in this field. He's bankruptcy attorney Reed Allman. Reed, I just read a statistic about it where bankruptcies were up over 30%. Wow. So people really, really struggling in these tough times, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of people come into our office. You know, every month it seems like it's getting to be more and more. So it's disturbing, but it is definitely happening.
And I mentioned that about the foreclosures, because somebody told me the other day who's in real estate that it's not just the lower income folks that are struggling. It's in some cases, it's the high dollar people. That doesn't make sense to me. Explain that.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the economy is affecting everyone. I was watching on the news today that on average, people's retirement accounts went down 30% as well this year. So a lot of people are unemployed or underemployed, and you know, these economic troubles are really not defined just to one group of people right now.
So in your experience and as long as you've done this, is this the biggest, you personally, is this the biggest rise that you've seen, people coming to see you to ask you about bankruptcies and what to do and all that other sort of stuff? Are you seeing the most who have come through your doors?
Yes. Right. I mean, I think we've, last year in 2009, we had some months where we were seeing, you know, over 1,000 initial consultations for new clients in 1 month, and that was the most that we've ever experienced.
Wow. What do you do? I mean, these are good questions. I've had people ask me this before when we've talked about business and finance, and when you find yourself, because so many people have their own businesses, when you find yourself looking into the abyss and trying to decide, what, when you say consultations, how do you try to counsel someone as to the right road to go down? What, I imagine there's a bunch of qualifiers, right?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts because, you know, there's three different types of bankruptcy that our office does and two primary types for consumers. And so we have to look at each individual case and determine, you know, what is the problem? Are there any assets that we're looking to try to protect or save from foreclosure or repossession? And also, what kind of income stream do these clients have coming in? And so you have to kind of see the entire financial picture for someone before you can really explain what their options are, their non-bankruptcy and their bankruptcy options.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, bankruptcy often is a necessary thing for a lot of people, a necessary option. I've known in the last 3 years, and I know you know many stories like this, I've known three guys who now are massively successful, but at one time in their life, they had no choice. They had to do the bankruptcy route, and it's good that they did it because they actually saved themselves. And to many people, that sounds weird, but you specialize in that. And isn't that true, that you see that somebody walks through a different door eventually?
You know, I think so. I mean, for my personal self, I mean, it's very humbling to do this kind of work because you realize when you talk to these people and you hear their stories, that no one is really immune because if we were, even in my personal situation, if I were to experience trouble in my business or I had a reduction in income for 6 months, it would be hard for me to meet my obligations, and most of us don't have, you know, 6 months or a year's worth of savings set aside. So you lose that job, you come down with an illness, it could really happen to anyone.
Yeah, no kidding. And I started with the foreclosure thing, and that's the deal with the foreclosures. Bankruptcy would give you sort of the stay, I hate to use this word, but sort of a stay of an execution, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, there is a bankruptcy stay, and that's one of the things that is the most powerful and exciting thing about bankruptcy is it flips the tables from the creditor being the one in control of pushing the issue, posting the foreclosure, taking back the property, and stays all actions so that the consumer, in most cases, they'll like to do a Chapter 13 to take those past due mortgage payments and pay back the mortgage company over, you know, a five-year repayment plan.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that people, I think one of the biggest myths, and people get confused on this, about what it does to your credit. Does it hurt your credit for 10 years? Does it hurt your credit for 12 years? I've heard all kinds of floating numbers. What's the truth on that?
I think the 10 years is coming from, you know, how long things stay on your credit report. But our experience with our clients is within 1 year after a bankruptcy discharge, provided they will get a secure credit card, make those payments on time, not get into any problems, they can often see a 50-point increase in their credit score, which sounds odd, but the reason is most of the time people put off filing for bankruptcy until they already have late pays, they have charge-offs on their credit, and so their score is plummeted. Mm-hmm. And once they do the bankruptcy, they clear the slate. All the negative history is gone, and then you start rebuilding new history. And that's kind of the trend we see within 1 to 2 years after filing. You can start to see a positive upward climb.
Yeah. What's the? I've always wondered the rule on this. Can you file for bank because of the whole business thing that with people having businesses and then versus personal? Can you file for bankruptcy, Reed, more than one time in your lifetime?
Sure. The rules are, I mean, if you file for bankruptcy and you get a discharge, currently for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it's 8 years between filings. So you would have to wait 8 years. If you were to do a Chapter 13, it depends on if your prior case was a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, but it can be anywhere between 4 to 6 years between filings.
Okay, that's good to know. What do you think? We just dispelled, I think, some of the things that people don't understand. But what do you think is the biggest misconception when people come into your office about bankruptcy?
I think the biggest misconception is that they should be ashamed, that they should feel, guilty for seeking advice, because, big corporations, file bankruptcy all the time because they see it's a smart, business move. It's necessary for them to accomplish their goals. And the frustrating thing is to see people who wait too long until they lose property or their emotional state has really been damaged to such a state that they put it off. And so I'd say it's best to at least find out, get the facts, see what bankruptcy is all about so you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, boy, the truer words were never spoken. I hope that we've helped some people tonight, Reed, and you can check out his website. It's great. They even do a free evaluation, I believe, if you go to Almond and Lee. It's A-L-L-M-A-N-D and Lee, L-E-E.com. Reed, thanks so much. We'd love to talk to you again in the future.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Great information. Because really, it's when I said the statistic the other day about how much the bankruptcies had jumped up, I had a lot of people, probably about a handful of people emailed me with different stories about bankruptcies. And really, that's true. I know some people who had no choice because one was medical. Another one was a divorce where somebody just couldn't turn it around. And then another was simply a job situation that was unexpected, a blindside kind of deal. And all of them recovered nicely. All of them recovered and are doing well. So that's the thing. You can always bounce back. But I think what Reed says there is true. If you don't do anything, it's just like anything else. If you bury your head in the sand, it's too late. And by the time that you look up, all is lost where you could have really saved yourself some true heartache. All right, stay with us. Coming up, the big news on the day, Chris Dodd, the senator. We told you that when it first happened. I'd gotten a text from somebody that he was retiring. So after 30 years, he says bye-bye. How did he go out? We'll let you hear. Coming up around the bend.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Decides that it's time to hit the road, and he's not the only one. There are a lot of people, Democrat-wise, that are starting to drop like flies on the Hill. So what gives? Specifically, though, the 30-year senator had, found himself between a rock and a hard place, whether he wants to admit it or not, particularly when it was revealed what was happening with the mortgage favor he got from the Countrywide CEO. That was the tipping point, I believe, to me, and part of the reason why the poll showed many of you listening to us in Connecticut know this, people who loved Dodd and supported him forever and ever, I mean, 30 years is a long time to keep getting reelected, started to jump off of his bandwagon. So it wasn't looking good. He was getting pummeled, and it looked like he would not be reelected. So instead of, instead of taking that chance, he decided that it was time to retire. But the funny thing is, in Connecticut, in that area, a lot of people actually feel that Dodd retiring gives the Democrats a better chance of retaining the Senate seat. Yeah. In fact, a very popular guy in Connecticut, the state attorney general, Richard Blumenthal, is saying that he intends to be a candidate. And he's got a very strong shot based on what I've heard. So it actually might be more of a hallelujah behind the scenes that Dodd is leaving. So it was actually 35 years that Dodd was in office, and he was losing badly in the polls to the potential Republican challenger. So here's what he said on a very chilly day in Connecticut about stepping aside.
I'm very aware of my present political standing here at home in Connecticut. But it is equally clear that any certain prediction about an election victory or defeat nearly a year from now would be absurd. Strange as it may sound, I'm not confident that I would be standing here today making this announcement if these situations had not occurred. None of these events or circumstances, either individually or collectively, is the cause for my decision not to seek re-election. Yet together these challenges have given me pause to take stock and to ask questions that too few of us in elected public life ever do. Why am I running? On a cold morning, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I asked myself that very question. On the early frigid dawn of December 24th, Christmas Eve, with snow piled high along the streets of our nation's capital, I cast one of the most important, if not the most important, votes of my years in the United States Senate, a bill to fundamentally reform the health care system of our nation. An hour later, I was standing on the Virginia hillside at Arlington Cemetery, where Ted Kennedy rests along with his brothers in eternity, as he is in history, wishing that I could have seen the look in Teddy's eyes as the United States Senate took that historic step an hour before.
All right, so as he said, he kind of tiptoed around at some of the things said. It said it wasn't all one thing or another, but here's what happens. The one thing that the Dodd hole will create is he is the banking committee chairman, and he's the leading guy there, obviously. So think of what's on the table now at this point, what's trying to be passed. And he mentioned the thing about Ted Kennedy and health care reform and whatnot. But then you think of Dodd being the first of the dominoes to fall, because there is a Democratic North Dakota Senator, Dorgan, who also has made a similar announcement. That means that you've got a climate change bill, you have immigration laws that are still shelved, that are sitting there, and a bunch of other things that will definitely, I believe, be off the table this year. I don't see climate change rolling through the Senate, and part of the reason why is because of those two falling, particularly Chris Dodd. So likely that could change a few things. You know, privately, I am sure that Dodd, if he knew he could, because he was 65, he's 65 years old, was there for 35 years, I think he would have hung on. But I think there was too much heat being turned up. Like I said, the polls, obviously, and because of the mortgage debacle and a few other things, the handwriting, I believe, was on the wall, and he wasn't going to stick around to see his career end that way with a gigantic loss. So now there's two that I just mentioned, although in the shakeup there, Dodd most likely his seat is filled by a Democrat, but that's not a given. You know, it's not for certain. It's just that some very popular people would be able to fill those shoes. All right, we're going to ping and pong a little bit all over the place so we can get you jamming through this first hour of America Tonight as we've talked about a couple of different things relatable, I think, to many of you. One, some sports, and then, of course, about the bankruptcies as well. But the big story, one of the big stories besides Dodd, because he had been there for so long, and remember, he had run for president, too, a couple of times as well. Still, it continues to be everything about the TSA and what they're missing and what happened as a result of the Christmas Day could have been massacre and Abdullah Muttalib and what he'll face. And now he's been indicted in the plot to blow up that jet that had, what, 300-some people. So grand jury found the evidence to charge him. That's not a surprise. And specifically, again, remember, the charges included attempted murder and trying to use a weapon of mass destruction to kill 300 people. just to go over the facts quickly, remember what he had. He had that package of explosives concealed in his underwear, and he failed to ignite it. The failed attack, basically what people heard on that plane was popping sounds and then some flames that flew up, and they were extinguished. He ended up with some burns on himself, but the bomb was supposed to detonate whenever he decided it was going to detonate, and so it was a foiled attack. Nevertheless, that's ultimately what the indictment's about, which would mean life in prison if he's convicted of attempting to use that bomb on the plane. He's being held because there were a lot of questions as to where he is after he spilled the beans, because he threw out a lot of information about Al-Qaeda in Yemen and what happened there. He's being held at a federal prison in Michigan. So, you know, he's lawyered up, obviously, now at this point. And still, I guess the biggest thing that comes out of this is that the fact that Abdullah Muttalib has told U.S. investigators that, yep, it's a definite. I got my training and instructions from Al-Qaeda right from the belly of the beast in Yemen. And, of course, his father warning the embassy in Nigeria that his son had drifted into the massive extremism there, but it never, I guess, was fully digested by the security folks who should have passed it on. And, you know, we've talked about that now for the past 2 weeks, I believe, or longer. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? So that's where that stands. He's locked away, and that ultimately he'll be tried. And, of course, the other thing that's now happened, since we're talking about terrorism here for a second, is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four dwarfs with him who are going to be tried in a federal court in New York. You got to love this, because it's going to cost so much to secure the area. And there's so much concern about New York and what will happen and could that ignite something and whatever, that the price tag to the city, which is bleeding like everybody else, they can't afford it, is what the mayor is saying. So Mayor Bloomberg just the other day went on record along with Senator Chuck Schumer that we can't, you know, we don't, this is a federal deal. We don't pay for this in New York. So once again, the taxpayers will be anteing up for all, I think, if this is what happens, they'll be anteing up for all of that security detail, which will be massive, because I think they're going to have to shut down in and around that block, too. They've got to seal it up as tight as a drum as possible. It's a very kind of an open area, not too far from where the buildings went down on 9/11. I mean, literally walking distance around the corner. So the area will have to be cordoned off. It has to be shut down, I believe, and that's going to cost money. And then, again, the shuffling them back and forth and putting them where you're putting them and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. So there are a lot of questions that all roads lead back to the same thing, terrorism, and where we go from here at this point with the trials, who's paying, and what happens, too, with Gitmo, because at this point, Guantanamo is not going to be closed anytime soon. And also in that other shoe dropping there, there has to be funding. What about the funding? How many times have we had Jeff Atticott on the show recently, especially, who's a terrorism expert, to talk about that, where he has said that this can't happen, of course, without the money from Congress. So as much as the date kept looming, the January 22nd, it really wasn't a possibility, first of all, because the transportation hadn't been arranged and paid for. So will it be another year? What will ultimately the decision be? The president said the other day they're still going to close, or he still wants to close Guantanamo as soon as possible, but I don't think that's going to happen within this next year. That's one of my easy layup bold predictions for you. What say you, America? We're talking about airline safety. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
From the vault in Minneapolis, Donovan Madsen spinning the tunes here in America tonight. Hey, everybody, you know, we've been talking about this terror thing ad nauseum, and of course we are, because the whole deal about flying. I mean, there's so many tentacles to this. Your privacy, how much do you want your privacy invaded? When you talk about the scanners, and do you like the idea of the body scanners, or do you think it's just too Big Brotherish, way over the top, and too much information? Thank you. And is it more of a threat to you by going through those scanners than anything else? Or is it, who cares, hands off, laissez-faire, I don't care, I just want to be safe when I get on the plane. And I've said this before, no matter what, there is no 100% in this game. That's the bottom line. You talk to anybody in the airline industry and they will tell you that. Talk to people who even know inside information that they won't divulge or they can't divulge publicly, and they'll certainly tell you that. some of you must know people that work for the airlines. I know that in my conversations I found out some interesting things that if only I could connect the dots to steal a phrase from somebody else. If only I could connect the dots, I promise you I would definitely release that information on the airwaves. All right, I was talking about the New York City mayor talking about how much it would cost to protect the suspects in the 9/11 attacks for that trial, because, see, now we're getting closer and closer to all this happening. And we've mentioned this number before, $216 million, to really protect the main guy, that's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, because that's the one people know, regardless of the others involved or not. It's more about him than anybody. So you know, I think this is the dumbest thing ever, why Eric Holder is insisting on doing this. It's beyond me. One, just even look at the costs. If we're all drowning in debt, what does it do by trying them in a federal court in New York City? Besides, one, risking lives because we don't know what the reaction is going to be, right? And then somebody will hear that and they'll say, well, that's ridiculous. This is America. And we can do whatever we damn well please. And if he's going to be tried in the federal court, you bet. Let him be tried in the federal court in New York. And we have the best security ever. But you don't know what's going to happen. Are you kidding? It's just picture perfect. It's made to incite problems. So even if you shove that aside, you got to look at this money, $216 million. That's crazy. And New York cannot, and that's what's so interesting, of course, New York cannot afford to pay the freight on this. They can't with the stepped-up security that they're going to have to do for this upcoming trial. And I said this before. Okay, so if you go by our system of justice, well, then you have to have a fair and impartial jury. Isn't that right? Do you think you're going to find a fair and impartial jury, let's be serious, in New York City? So that's a bigger price tag than they thought, the 216. You know, why is that? I don't understand how that's not figured out. Originally, and listen how stupid this is. Originally, the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, said that it would probably be $75 million a year. But it could be higher. Now it's already up to 216 and nothing's even happened. Because of course what's gonna include is the police, the NYPD, the FBI, you're gonna have to have US Marshals there, and that's separate. All of that's separate. And how do you expect New York to pay for that? Like I said, the taxpayers there aren't gonna do it. And especially federal court. So I in a way, as much as Chuck Schumer and I don't see eye to eye on almost anything, the fact that he said not a nickel of the cost should be borne by the New York taxpayers because terrorism is a federal responsibility and it's a federal trial, they weren't singing that tune before. It was all about, New York, we have the best defense. Are you kidding? This is the right thing to do. And now they're backing out of it because of the money part of it. And again, the belief is, and I do concur with this, because of the nature of this trial, who knows what it could inspire, some sort of other attack. That's why you have to have thousands of officers involved. You have to have what they call a frozen zone. That's what I mentioned. I've been by that courthouse a million times, and it is a kind of a tricky area. Not that they can't do that, but to zone it off is not... it's not an easy thing. You are going to have, excuse me, car checkpoints, bomb sniffing dogs, rooftop sharpshooters, excuse me, and helicopter patrols. Donovan, can you imagine what it'll look like there, like a war zone?
Or like the Berlin Wall security zone.
No kidding.
And barbed wire and everything.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they have no choice. If I'm the mayor of New York, I have no choice other than to do that. But now it's the cost. Who's going to pay? Because we're not going to pay for this. No date, by the way, of course, has been set. Boy, I think someone's trying to tell me something here. No date has been set for the trial. And they're still trying to determine the security costs, of course, because this is just a guesstimate. Could be more for all they know. But you're talking to blocks away from the World Trade Towers. near the World Trade Center towers back on that attack in 2001. So I'm hoping for the best, but I'm thinking car checkpoints, bomb-sniffing dogs, sharpshooters on the roof, helicopter patrols. It may even be more by the time they're all said and done. And I'm wondering how long it will be before the trial date is set, and how they make that area bulletproof, if you will, or bomb-proof. Because I know there are excuse me, heavy fears on that. I mean, massively heavy fears. In fact, I got a couple of emails about some of the stuff that I was mentioning earlier. You can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or, of course, you know the numbers to jingle. Keep it handy, as we have many hours to go. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And here's an email from John, who's listening to us in Illinois, and John says, Kate, I was listening to what you were saying at the top. It's interesting about Abdullah Muttalib. I know it's like you're saying, we've been talking about this for a very long time, but every day when I think of his father going to the embassy, it just steams me, and I don't understand. I know you mentioned this on a previous show. Why nobody paid the price for that? How could nobody have been fired? See, I think that's the biggest mistake, too. Coming out and saying, listen, I mean, we're going to do everything we can to keep the American people safe, and I will not tolerate this any longer, and, you know, errors were made. There isn't one thing I can point to. I still say, as if we go back a day from President Obama talking about his conversation with the security folks, that somebody should have been canned for that. It's just too close. I mean, that is razor thin what could have happened on that plane, and you can't tell me that you can't trace it back to at least a couple of people. I mean, at least the embassy, right? If the information was never put out to Homeland Security or the TSA, and so they did not have that information, it wasn't updated, whatever, then maybe you can't go in that direction, but you could certainly go in the direction of who's in charge at the embassy. I mean, that was more than the ball dropping, more than what amounted to, I guess, a slap on the wrist, in my opinion, because we would, as I've said many, many shows into this thing, we'd be talking about a much more horrific situation had that plane blown up. All right, you might have thoughts like John, and you can't give us a jingle. Send us an email, americatonight.net.
Trouble.